Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read the editorial. I have always loved reading, and one of my first memories is the exact moment when the odd black squiggles on the page that had accompanied all the pictures of my earliest childhood stories suddenly began to have sounds in my head that made sense, and stories began to emerge that I could read for myself. I gradually built up my vocabulary, navigating past breakfast, dinner, and tea, good and evil, love and hate, school and bedtime, the journey of a young boy's day. I remember too the day much later in an English class when two new words hove into view at the same time. I was already well versed in understatement and used the occasional exaggeration but had no idea there were posh words for them. Litotes, understatement, and hyperbole, gross exaggeration, were a real delight. To an Englishman, litotes is God-given. I mean, we are masters of understatement, forever saying something isn't half bad, or you're not wrong, or not a bad singer, or could have been worse. Mind you, such phrases don't travel well. I remember on a theatre tour of Hamlet Without the Prince in Germany being given digs at a doctor's house. He asked me, in his very proficient English, if I would like a beer. I replied with alacrity that I wouldn't say no, and didn't get a beer, something that 50 years later still rankles. So litotes sits well with me, and as a mathematician I have a certain sympathy with hyperbole, and its uncanny resemblance to hyperbola, the mathematical curve that bends endlessly upwards, ending out of breath at infinity. But I'm not particularly fond of using hyperbole. After all, once used, where else is there to go? If something is the best, then the next something has to be less than the best, and downhill you go. Imagine my surprise when a certain gentleman was made the most powerful man in the world, and ever since has drenched us with the damned stuff. Hyperbole sprouts from him like some new etymological crop. Everything is the bestest, mostest, cleverestest, awesomest, largest everest. Honestly, it's becoming exhausting. Pinocchio seems to have taken over the white building, or was he just the Don with the luminous nose? But language is important, and the thing we cling on to as we steer a rocky path through life. Now, I can't read languages that are written right to left, backwards, nor, since I discovered words, have I been much interested in languages written in logographs, like Chinese, that tell stories on a page in black and white pictographs. I mean, I would like to be able to read them. They look pretty. But my mind simply can't cope. And now, in this our country of words, vocabulary seems to be going out of fashion as ideograms begin to abound and are replacing the written word. Of course, the internet is mostly to blame as the rise of emojis and hieroglyphics means we are no longer bothered to say, that's funny. We just pop in a smiley-faced or lol to replace a guffaw. And I suspect AI could turn English into an entirely logographic language, given a little time, after which we will only communicate by pressing buttons, each one of which contains an image rather than a letter. Well, dear reader, I think that is a shame, and will ultimately ruin the richness of our language and our ability to communicate with nuance, and litotes and hyperbole all will become a distant memory. Happy New Year.